Hello and welcome to The Grove. Today we'll be looking at Orn, the fire below the mountain. Orn is the Freljordian demigod of forging and craftsmanship. He works in the solitude of a massive smithy, hammered out from the lava caverns beneath the volcano, Hearthholm. There he stokes bubbling cauldrons of molten rock to purify ores and fashion items of unsurpassed quality. When other deities, especially Volibear, walk the earth and meddle in mortal affairs, Orn arises to put these impious beings back in their place, either with his trusty hammer or the fiery power of the mountains themselves. Orn is of the Freljord. The Freljord is a harsh and unforgiving place where the people are born warriors who must persevere against all odds. Proud and fiercely independent, the tribes of the Freljord are often considered wild, rugged, and uncivilized by their neighbors across Valaran, who do not know the ancient traditions that shaped them. Many thousands of years ago, an alliance between the sisters, Averosa, Cerilda, and Lysandra, was shattered in a war that unknowingly threatened all of Runeterra, plunging the northern lands into chaos and near constant winter. Now, only those truly exceptional mortals who seem immune to the ravages of fire or ice seem destined or able to lead. Despite the best efforts of the Frostguard, myths and legends still endure of the old gods, the enigmatic yetis, and restless spirit walker shamans. The raiders of the Winter's Claw range further with each passing year, harrying the borders of Demacia to the south and the frontiers of Noxus to the east. Finally, seeking a more peaceful future, the fractious independent tribes and clans have begun to offer their allegiances to Ash, young queen of the Averrosans. War is surely returning to the Freljord, and none can hope to escape it. Orn's name was once spoken throughout the lands that would one day become known as the Freljord. It was widely held that he was the firstborn of the old demigods, who had shaped the first lands and brought forth the first snows. More than any other of his kind, Orn was said to value privacy, solitude, and focus. Beneath a dormant volcano that bore scars from some ancient eruption, he labored day and night, forging whatever his heart desired. The results were priceless tools destined for feats of legend. The lucky few who have stumbled upon these relics note their bewilderingly high quality. Some even claim that Braum's shield was made by Orn thousands of years ago, and remains as sturdy as the day it was finished. No one can be sure, however, for none can find the Forge God to ask him. Almost all the tales of Orn's deeds and accomplishments have been excised from history by his enemies and the slow march of time. The few that remain are remembered by the handful of tribes who can trace their lineage back to a single culture of blacksmiths, architects, and brewmasters. This long-lost populace was known as the Hearthblood, apprentices who journeyed from all corners of Valaran and gathered on the slopes of Hearthholm to follow Orn's example. Despite this imitative form of worship, Orn never considered himself their patron. He would only give them curt nods or frowns when they offered up their work. And yet the Hearthblood accepted this and were determined to hone their skills. As a result, they came to create the finest tools, design the sturdiest structures, and brew the tastiest ales the world had ever beheld. They believed Orn secretly approved their perseverance and the fact that they were always looking to better themselves and their craft. But in one catastrophic night, all the Hearthblood had accomplished was destroyed when Orn battled with his brother Volibear at the mountain's peak. For reasons no mortal could comprehend, the resultant cataclysm was a storm of fire and ash and lightning, so intensely violent that it was seen 10 horizons away. When the dust settled, Hearthholm was a smoldering caldera, and the Hearthblood were reduced to scattered bones and cinders. Though he would never admit it, Orn was devastated. Through the Hearthblood, he had glimpsed the sweeping potential of mortal life, only to see it all lost beneath the indiscriminate wrath of his immortal struggle. Racked with guilt, he retreated to the isolation of his foundry and buried himself in his work for an age. Now, perhaps he senses that the world is on the cusp of a new era. Some of his siblings appear to have taken physical form once more, their cults of followers growing restless and aggressive. The Freljord itself is fractured and leaderless, and ancient horrors are lurking in the shadows, waiting for any opportunity to strike. in the wars to come, and in their aftermath, Orn knows that the Freljord and the rest of Runeterra will have need of a good blacksmith.
A day away from my forge is a day wasted. My work speaks in the roar of flame and the ringing of steel. All I need is myself and hammer.